Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut. Ineye ma'o keru da. Medinde kwesi ra nehm pata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut. Today is ma'o keru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehm pata akan. Nkrabea is defined as function. The Nkrabea is the life focus of the Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual. Every Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual has an Nkrabea. Every Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual is designed and comes into being in order to execute a specific function in creation, just as every cell in your body is designed and comes into being in order to execute a specific function within your body. Thus, the Nkrabea, most often translated in the Chui language as destiny, is most appropriately translated as function. This Nkrabea, this function, is a divine function. Nyamewa and Nyame, the great mother and the great father, whom together comprise the supreme being, give every created entity an akra, a soul, a drop of divine consciousness from the ocean of divine consciousness, which is the akra of Nyamewa Nyame. That akra, or drop of divine consciousness, is the bearer of your Nkrabea and placed inside your sumsum, your spirit. Your physical body has a smaller body within it, which directs its overall functioning. This smaller body is the brain. Within the brain structure is an even smaller body, the pituitary gland, which is a master gland. The pituitary gland has a regulatory function within the body. It regulates the functions of the other organs and glands. As an Afurakani or Afurite Kaitnit individual, your spirit body, your sumsum, has a smaller body within it, which directs its overall functioning and direction. This is your akra, your soul, your spirit's brain. It is that force within your head which is always pulling you towards harmony with divine order, whether you align yourself with it or not. The reason why the akra, this seed of divine consciousness within you, is constantly pulling you to function in a specified fashion is because within the akra is an even smaller body, the Nkrabea. The Nkrabea is the spiritual pituitary glandular body. Body, brain, pituitary. Sumsum, akra, Nkrabea, or spirit, soul, function. The very fact that you have a pull shows that you have an Nkrabea, a specific function to execute in creation. All spiritual urges or pulls can be measured, and those that are expressive and impressive of Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshye, divine order, can be verified ritually as the force of Akra. As an Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual, you are pulled to accept, love certain things, objects, deeds, entities, and pushed to reject, hate, certain things, objects, deeds, entities. This is the work of the akra, your divine consciousness, in concert with the message of your Nkrabea. The Nkrabea thus determines what is lawful and what is hateful, and your akra pulls you in the direction which is an expression and impression of that determination. The role of the Nananom Nsamanfo, the honored ancestresses and ancestors, and the role of the Abosum, the deities, in the life of Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnu, is to support and guide you in your effort to align yourself with the pull of your akra. The role of the Asofwo, the initiated priests and priestesses, and the role of the Nananom Mpanyimfo, the honored elders and elderesses, is to support and guide you in your effort to align yourself with the pull of your akra. Only Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, have akra, which is also called Ori Inu in Yoruba, Se in Vodou. All non-Afurakanu, non-Afurai Kaitnut, the whites and their offspring, came into being via spiritual perversion and genetic degeneration. They thus continuously reincarnate as spirits without akra, spirits without a divine consciousness, without a soul. They perpetually pass on genetic perversions, which manifest as melanin recessiveness, a perverse morphology, a perverse phenotype, a perverse outlook, a distorted worldview based on their dissonant and discordant spirits. When the whites and their offspring die, their dissonant spirits leave their bodies, reside in a lower region of the spirit realm, and eventually reincarnate into the physical world once again. When Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnu transition, our spirits leave our bodies. We reside in various regions of Asamindo, the ancestral realm, according to our character, including the region of the Nananom Nsamanfo, the honored ancestresses and ancestors. Before we reincarnate in the world once again, however, we are drawn, quote-unquote, up to the divine center point, the presence of Inyamewa and Inyame. We receive an Akra and Nkrabea, a soul and a divine function, and are then carried through the agency of certain Abosom back into the ancestral realm. We then await the time to be reincarnated. We eventually re-enter the physical world via conception, yet we are spirits, Asunsum, who have been infused with Akra and Nkrabea. We have a divine life focus, a mission, a function. We have a contribution to make within creation. We are therefore the only individuals on earth who qualify as authentically, truly human. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut are the only created human entities, and we therefore have an obligation to adhere to Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, divine order. This obligation is written into our very nature, which is the message within Nkrabea. The various organs and structures within your body have varied functions and modes of operation. They operate according to their nature. The various Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut of differing conscious energy complexes have varied functions and modes of operation for our Nkrabea in concert with our Akra, direct us to function according to our nature. While the various organs and structures of the body operate differently, they are interdependent upon one another and support one another through fulfilling their designated functions. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, of varying conscious energy complexes, operate differently, yet we support each other interdependently when we function in harmony with our Akra, when we execute our Nkrabea, when we fulfill our divine function in the world. The respiratory system cannot function in the same manner as does the immune system. The respiratory system draws air into the lungs, yet in the process, toxins are also drawn in. Yet the immune system is designed to seek out, isolate, destroy, and expel the toxins so that the integrity of the body is maintained. The cells within the respiratory system respect the function of the cells within the immune system and operate harmoniously with them. This is Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, divine order. The Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, the deities, are the divine organs and structures within the divine body of Nyamewa Nyame. We as Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, are the children of the Abosom. We, as their children, are thus the cells of the divine organs and structures within Nyamewa Nyame. As cells of the divine organs and structures, some of us are children of the Abosom who carry out the immune function in creation and are thus immune cells within the great divine body. We therefore constantly seek out, isolate, and destroy disorder. We destroy cancerous cells which have come into being within the divine body. This is our Nkrabea. This is the divine function we came into the world to execute. This is the Nkrabea which was given to us by Nyamewa Nyame. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who are not immune cells, have their own functions to execute. They may be children of Abosom who carry out the respiratory function within the great divine body, and therefore draw in Tumi, divine energy, for the rest of us to utilize. No matter what our Nkrabia is as Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, no matter what our divine functions are, we, through strict adherence to our Nkrabia, support each other, for we are interdependent upon one another. Those Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who are immune cells, contain the requisite fire necessary to constantly seek out and destroy cancerous cells without pause, without compromise. We are the principal agents of the divine hate of Nyamewa Nyame. We hate, reject, repulse disorder and its purveyors for the purpose of maintaining the integrity of the divine order. Yet those Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who are cells in the digestive system of creation, do not contain such fire. It is not necessary for them. They contain the requisite coolness or water necessary to properly receive or digest the nourishing tumi, energy, needed for the growth and development of the rest of the cells, the created cells. When the digestive system functions according to its nature, the body is fed. When the immune system functions according to its nature, the body is preserved, protected. When Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who are of a spiritually cool or watery disposition, utilize their receptivity to draw wisdom from the Nananom Nsamanfo, our people and our culture is nourished. When Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who are of a spiritually fiery disposition, utilize their hate, their power of repulsion, to eliminate the whites and their offspring, their culture and their pseudo-religions, then our people, our culture, Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe, divine order, is preserved, protected. We are thus able to continue. We are able to live and fulfill our Nkrabea, our purpose, our mission, our function in creation as Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnut people. The mature Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut of a fiery disposition, respect the Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut of the cool, watery disposition. The mature Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut of a watery disposition, respect the Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut of the fiery disposition. Those whose spirit is of a watery, receptive, cool disposition, thus respect and fully embrace divine hate, however they do so through a cool medium. If an individual in a community is found to be a serial pedophile, the Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnut of a cool, watery spiritual disposition will express his or her divine hate of that individual by keeping their children away from the individual forever and informing all others in the community to do the same. The Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnut of a fiery spiritual disposition will impress his or her divine hate of the serial pedophile by removing the pedophile from the planet. The watery Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, will express their divine hate for the whites and their offspring, their culture, and their fake religions by rejecting them all and teaching their children and the community to do the same. The fiery Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, will impress their divine hate for the whites and their offspring by eliminating them, their culture, and their fake religions for good. In all instances, the fiery and cool Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, if mature, will respect one another's fiery and cool embrace of divine hate, divine rejection of disorder. There are many Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, of the sun, moon, planets, stars, rivers, lakes, wind, earth, sky, fire, mountains, oceans. As Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, we are their children and are governed by the conscious energy proceeding from them. We are sent into the world by Nyamewa Nyame under the influence of certain Abosom, just as every cell in your body comes into being within a certain organ or structure which governs it. This reality reflects our Nkrabea, and it illuminates the reason why we are pulled in certain directions by our Akra as opposed to others. Akofwo, Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit warriors and warrioresses have an Nkrabea, a function in Nyamewa, Nyame Nsheshe divine order. Dunsinifwo, Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit healers and healeresses have an Nkrabea. Nsano Jumaefo, Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit artists have an Nkrabea. Abosomfo, Akomfo, Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit priests and priestesses have an Nkrabea. Akwafo, Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit agriculturalists have an Nkrabea. All Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnit have an Nkrabea, a divine function to execute in the world which manifests as a contribution to Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe. Those who bring fire, bring fire. Those who release water, release water. Those who kill, kill. Those who heal, heal. Those who build, build. Those who teach, teach. Those who speak, speak. Those who dance, dance. We all have value, as codified within the pact we made with Nyamewa Nyame before we incarnated into the world. Liars exist within the community and without. Liars exist within the shrine house and without. Misguided initiates, priests and priestesses, misguided so-called elders and elderesses exist within the clans, within the blood circles, prompted by foolish notions forced on them by the whites and their offspring. These liars and misguided individuals will attempt to convince you that your value as a healer, killer, warrior, warrioress, builder does not exist. They will attempt to force you into a category wherein you must deny your Akra, deny your Nkrabea, deny your Ori Inu, deny your Ayanmo, and ultimately support the agenda of the whites and their offspring. But you listen to your Akra and our collective Nkrabea as Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit people. The collective Nkrabea of all Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnit is absolutely in harmony with revolution resolution. For revolution and resolution are two halves of the whole that we call intelligence. The Abosom support intelligence. The Nananom Nsamanfo support intelligence. No matter what your conscious energy complex is, what Abosom governs your spirit, your Akra. By nature, you must support this intelligence, and by nature, you are pulled to support it according to your unique design. By nature, all Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnit are designed to support divine law and divine hate. This is written into the collective Nkrabea of all Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnit who exist, who have ever existed, and who ever will exist. It is an unmovable structure which undergirds the practice of Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion, the ritual incorporation of divine law, and the ritual restoration of divine balance. Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnit, embrace your maturity, embrace your Nkrabea, function according to your nature, and you will embrace your own. You will reject our enemies and their willing slaves, and you will fulfill our collective Nkrabea. This will you do without fear and without compromise. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan, Ene Ye Ma'o Keru Da.